We're starting with Siman Kuf Aleph. Okay, let's start with the Makor. The Makor of Siman Kuf Aleph is the Gemara in Chulin. Okay, the Mishnah in Tzadik Vav Amud Beis says, Chaticha shel nevela, v'chein chaticha shel dog tomei, shenizbashlo im ha-chatichos. If a chaticha of nevela, or of a tomei, or a dog tomei, that was cooked with other pieces, bizman shemakiroi b'noisen tam, if you know where it is, you could just take it out, and if this taste, the rest is also. If there's no taste, then everything in the pot is mortar. If you don't know which piece is the nevela or the dog tomei, all the pieces are also. The gravy is benes and tam. If there's enough in the biggest piece to give taste, then it's also. Otherwise, everything is mortar. So then the Gemara and Daf Kuf Amar Aleph, starting at the top, asks as follows. The chaticha of nevela should be batal berov in the other pieces, right? Everything we know when we have a teruvis, we always have to look at both the pieces and the taste. So if there's batal berov in the pieces should be mutter. So the Gemara says, "Hanei chalamanda omar kol shadaki limonis." It's good according to the opinion kol shadaki limonis. Sheninu, we have a machlikus we learned about in Siman Kuf Yud. What's a davar shebeminyan? So according to the Chachomim, there's only six things which are Dovah Pesheva Minyan. Rabbi Kiva adds a seventh thing, Kikus Shabbat Abayas. According to Rabbi Meir, we say, Es Shadakul Amonis, anything that's counted is called a Dovah Pesheva Minyan and it's not a bottle. So we have a machlokes between Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Shlokish. If we say Es Shadakul Amonis or Kol Shadakul Amonis? Kol Shadakul Amonis means it's sometimes counted, it's not bottle. Or do we say Es Shadakul Amonis, it has to be always counted in order not to be bottle, in order to be counted, called a Dovah Pesheva Minyan? So the Gemara says that when we say achaticha shel nevela is not bottle, is fine according to the Mandi Amar, kol shadak lamanis, since it's sometimes counted, you don't always sell meat by weight, sometimes it's sold by number, therefore it's kol shadak lamanis, and therefore it's not bottle. But according to the Mandi Amar, el Mandi Amar es shadak lamanis, sheninu, the Mandi Amar says it has to always be counted, and meat is sometimes sold by weight, ma'ikul lamema, why isn't it bottle? So the Gemara says, "Shani chaticha hoyel v'ruuya liskab b'dbar lefnei orchem." A chaticha is different. A piece of nevela is different. It's not bottle because it's ruuya liskab lefnei orchem. It's a respectable dish that you will serve a guest, which the Mishpat itself says, not just any guest, but it has to be orchem yekorim v'chashuvim, prestigious and respected guests. In such a case, since it's something that respectful, so it's a respected dish, therefore it's not bottle. Even if we say es shadak lemanos. So now the question is like this: what categorizes chaticha v'leskabed? Is it that a piece of meat similar to this piece would be given to guests? Does it have to be that this piece itself can be given to the guest? Meaning that if it has to be this piece that's given to the guest, since this piece is aser, and you would not give somebody an aser piece of meat, so it's not a chaticha v'leskabed right now. I'm not going to go give somebody this piece of meat. So the Rishonim say that the reason it's called Chaticha L'Eskabed is since if it would be bottle, it's a Chaticha L'Eskabed, so therefore we say it's not bottle. The next point we want to discuss here is what happens if you have a piece of Basar B'Cholav that got mixed up in Nevela. Now how do we look at it? How do we look at this piece? Since the rest of the pieces are always Aser. So let's start from the beginning of something that's Aser B'Hanah. The Shach in Sifkat and Aleph says that something that's Asur B'Hano is not bottle even in 1,000. You learn that from the Gemara in the Avodah Zorah Ayin Dalet. So the Sif Seidas towards the end in Sifkat and Aleph asks this question. If a Chaticha L'Eskabed of Basar B'Cholav gets mixed up in a Vela, if it's bottle or not. So he brings a Pritoy, let's see inside, if you have your Shulchan Aruch, which says Veda a few lines down from, it says Va'ato. Few lines before the end of the Sif Seidas. He says, "Va'ato isi b'pritoyer ispeis she'omed baze." Then he asks this question: "Because of the kivan she'ain ruy la'achila, la ruy l'skabed. Since it's not ruy to eat, it's not ruy l'skabed." So there's 2 points here. The first point is perhaps the Prima Gaon explains later that perhaps we can say that even though nevela is also to eat, but it's mutter for a goy to eat. So, if President Bush, let's say, will come to my house for a meal, and we would say that the basa b'chalav is batal in the nevela. So now there's no longer a problem of basa hanah, so I can give him a piece of meat. So we should say that therefore the basa b'chalav is not batal. So the Praetorius says that according to the explanation of the Sifsidas, that we only look at the Yisrael. It has to be something that's mutter to eat to Yisrael. So therefore, we look at this whole tabuvis as something that's also to eat and will never be chaticha uliskapit, because I'll never be able to eat the basa b'chalav, because that's all the rest of the pieces are also. So again, from here we see that when chaticha uliskapit, we don't look at it that something, a piece of meat this size, this exact similar piece of meat, would be something that's served to a guest. Because if you would say that, then over here, we should say it's not batal. Because this piece of basa b'chalav, if we have a piece of heter that's exactly like this, it is something that's served to guests. So we see it has to be that if there would be batal, this piece of meat would be mutter to eat. So there's no batal. So then the Praetorius continues, v'oid debahano hadomim labu ileskabit. Maybe we can say, perhaps, that true, I'm not going to give it to somebody to eat, but maybe I'll give it to somebody since it's worth money. So he says that to give somebody something that's just worth money is not considered something that's respectful. As you don't give a present of something that's just worth money. If you want to give somebody a present, you give him something that you could use. You don't give him something, a present, that, oh, here's something that you can sell and get money for. It's not a respectable present. So therefore, the value of the basa b'chalav doesn't bother us, even if it's worth money, and therefore it is batal in the nevela. So if we have 100 pieces of nevela and a piece of basa b'chalav gets mixed up, I can have hanah from all the pieces. It comes out as following. Basa b'chalav gets mixed up in nevela, now it's mutar b'hanah, so now if I have a dog and I want to give the dog something to eat, I can give him any piece I want. If a piece of basa b'chalav gets mixed up in heter, I cannot give my dog any of the pieces. The only thing I can do with it is sell it to a goy and deduct the price of the iser. So now let's just discuss the cheese, the gvinas goyim. So the Taz says, let's read it inside. The Taz begins in Sifkot and Dalet, Machmas Shekibla Tam. The Ha'en HaBalua Roi Liskabed. The reason that the Mechaber says that anything that is just also because it has time from something else, it has absorbed tastes in it, it's not chatichah uliskabit, because the tastes themselves is not themselves really uliskabit. So the Taz says, "Mikoyach zeh kosev b'derek Moshe b'teres chatos klal mem." The Ramah writes in Derek Moshe teres chatos, the gvina shehu amdo b'cholav treifa, that cheese, that the catalyst was milk of a treifa, that came from a treifa animal, shechten found to be treif, for example, and the milk from the keva, like we learned in Simon Pezayin, that they used to take milk from the keva, one of the stomachs of the animal, which had the properties to make cheese, had the enzymes necessary to make cheese. They put it into milk, and this milk of the keva was the catalyst to make the cheese. Shinis arvad, lo havei chaticha uliskabed. It's not a chaticha uliskabed. If this cheese now gets mixed up in other cheeses, the cheese itself is aser because it was made by a maimed of Iser, and we say a maimed is never a bottle, we learned that in Simon Pezayin. If now this cheese gets mixed up in other cheeses, it's not a real iskabed, sha Iser ba baluahu. Since the Iser is balua, it's only absorbed tastes, it's only the tastes of the chalav treifa that made it into cheese, since the milk itself was kosher milk, so it's only balua, and therefore it's bottle. Veloika Iser vehetok ha'oroch klal chofei din hei. Not like the Iser v'heter, that's machmer, by such a cheese, because it's noel de b'iser. So now, in order to understand this fully, let's see the Iser v'heter orach. If you need a copy, you can write to me. So we have here in the first paragraph the Iser v'heter. So he says like this. We'll start from the fourth line, v'hilkach. Afilo dober ha'osur b'hanah, kagoyim bosa b'cholav, kori shaper hu'il eskabed. It's called Ruil Eskabed, v'chein afilu rak chetzi arivias, a pachas marivias, gvina mi behema treifa. Even if you have cheese of a behema treifa, a half a piece of the cheese, or a quarter, even less than a quarter, im yesh ba kol kach, if you have in this less than a quarter, she Ruil Eskabed, lefnei ha'i reach, afilu be'elaf le'i bottle, If it's enough to give a guest, it's not butl even in 1,000. Now, the simple understanding is, when he says here, gvina mebehema treifa, that the milk was from an animal of the treifa, not the catalyst. The milk itself was from a chal of treifa, so therefore it's not balua, and therefore it's not batal. Kadisa ben Mordechai. And then he says at the end, a few lines down, two, three lines up, the last word on the line, vafilu stam gvina shelein yehudi, even cheese of a non-Jew, not batal, vafal pisha eni sura elei de blia. Even though it's only asr because it's absorbed tastes, it's asr. Why? Even though it's only balua, v'shem mitam d'me'achar she'asr v'chachomim af kol stam gvinas machmas chashash iser she'yesh b'ksas, since the chachomim asr all gvinas goyim because of the iser that is in some of them, v'gam tchilas asr yosam al yedei ha'iser, and the beginning, the making of the cheese was through iser, havi k'noyled b'isur. It's like it started off as iser. So the Rama understands the Issa v'Hetar Oroch that when he says over here that Tchilas Asiyosam Ayidi Issa v'Kanelad B'Yisura, that he's talking about a case where the catalyst was Chalav Treifa or Chalav Nevela, but the milk itself was mortar. And he learns that the Issa v'Hetar holds that even an Issa Balua is Asur. So that's what he's saying over here, that the Indakamation and Teres Chatas, that at least he holds that it's a Balua. If the cheese is only the catalyst that's asr, it's bottle, not like this ever had to oruch. That seems to hold that a catalyst makes the cheese into a chaticha rulis kabit. Okay, so let's continue now in the Taz. He says, Umay v'chamizal, Tom al Rav, Ramo b'teres chatas. The Bach asks on the Ramo, Shere posak shom b'klal mem gimel to interes chatas and klal mem gimel b'gvina shol goyim. The Ramo says that cheese of a goy, dole mahani bos vek sveika, Svek Sveka doesn't help. Kivana Isra Migufa, since the Isra is Migufa. So let's see the Torah Schatis, to understand that the Bach, the Torah Schatis says, Torah Schatis Kolom Am Gimel Den Zayin, Kosov Ve Isra Ve'at Oroch, Gvina Shol Goyim, Afal Pishu Iker Yisure, Ene Elam Divri Seifrim, even though Gvina Shol Goyim is only also Midu Abonon, She Asru Mikorach Sofak Shema Nesara Boi Michol of Tomei, it's also because of a Sofak, maybe there's some Cholov of an animal of Tomei, some pig milk mixed in. Mekal Mokem Choshuv Kegufa Shol Iser Vadei, it's called an Iser Vadei, V'Mesarev Ba'acherim, and if it gets mixed up in other cheeses, Einen Nita, it does not Mortem Mitam Svek Sveka. We don't say it's a Svek Sveka, even though it's a Sofak, which piece is which, and we have a Sofak, perhaps, maybe there was no Cholov Tomei in this piece of cheese, it's not called a Svek Sveka. Then he says of Lashar Sufik Isra Rabbanan Shunasar of Mutter, other Sufik Isra Rabbanan that gets mixed up is Mutter, and we call Mokan Beinin Roiv Avaloi Chad Bechad. But we need Roiv, not one, if it's only one Heter and one Isra, it is not Batal. So he's saying about other Isra Rabbanan, if we have a Sufik Isra Rabbanan and gets mixed up in one other, it's not Batal. It means other things, it's not Batal, because it's only one and one, we don't have Roiv. But over here is different. So it means what? That in the case of gvina of a goy, that it's also midu abonon. If it gets mixed up, sounds like even if it gets mixed up in rov, it's still not batal. So why, if it gets mixed up in rov, is it not batal? It must be that we're saying that cheese is a chaticha ruliskabit, even though it's only asr because there might be some chalav tamei mixed into it. And we know that chalav tamei, you can't make cheese out of chalav tamei, pig's milk. So it's only because there's a little bit of pig's milk, maybe balua, absorbed into the cheese, and that's why it's asr. So we see by cheese of a goy that even if it's only balua, it's called a chaticha ruliskabit, and therefore even if there's rov, it's not batal. This is the case of, we have in Simkuf Yod, safek echad beguf, safek echad betaruvis. So since it's one safek in the guf and one safek in the taruvis, we say it is not bottle, you need it, it's not called Svek Sveka, and it's not enough to permit the Chaticha Rulis Gabit. So that's the Bach's question. The Bach's question is, it's a stira in the Teres Chatas. Over here, we see that the Teres Chatas says that a gvina of a goy, the cheese of a goy, that is not Chaticha Rulis Gabit, because it's only balua. And over there in Teres Chatas, in Klamam Gimel, he says that a gvina of a goy is not bottle b'rov, so it must be because it's Chaticha Rulis Gabit. Therefore, the Bach paskins that the let's see inside the Taz is mekorek zeh posak gam kan ki isav hetar oroch the havi rui liskabit. He paskins like the isav hetar oroch that it's rui liskabit. So from the words of the Taz, it sounds that he's saying that according to the Bach, a dava balua is a chtichu leskabit. But Achrenim v'Gregor, Nekudas HaKesef, say that that's not what he says in the Bach. The Bach only says that cheese of a goy is called a chtichu leskabit. Usually, it's the balua is not chtichu leskabit. If it would be, let's say, a Jew would make from cheese with the catalyst, would be cholav treifa, the cholav from the cave of a treifa. So then, since it's balua, would not be chetichu l'skabed. But the cheese of a goy is considered chetichu l'skabed. Why? Because the Chazal made a gzera on it, and now it's considered as if the whole cheese is also it's not and it's not a, it's the balua. So that's the Bach. So the Taz says v'linire the shamari megvina shel goyim. And simimim gimel the Torah schatos. Speaking about the cheese of a goyim sheyesh b'chashash and esarav b'chol of tomei. That is a chash that it was mixed in chalav tamei, like we saw. V'lehoye sham bitl b'roiv k'sherim. There was not a bitl b'roiv. The Bach inferred from the Torah Schatos that it has to be talking about that there was roiv heter, and therefore we have to say that it's a chaticha v'leskabed, and therefore it's a steer in Torah Schatos. The Taz learns no, that when the Torah Schatos says that it's not matal, he's talking about where there's only one heter and one iser, and since there's a roiv, it's not bottle. So the question is, what's the difference between Gvinus of Goyim and other Safek Yisur Ador Bonon? There was a question that told him Bach inferred his understanding. So the Mishpatei Zov attempts to answer. It's a long Mishpatei Zov that explains the Taz. He says in the left column in the Machon, towards the top, that it's talking about a case where there's three pieces, but we don't know if it's two kosher and one treif or two treif and one kosher. So it could be that by other Isurim, in such a case, we could be Mekel. Of course, there's no Cheskas Isur. If we have Chad B'chad, we know for sure that it's Isur, and there's certainly not enough Heter to Mevatel it. But if I have either Rov Heter or Rov Isur, so it's possible that we have a Rov Heter, and since it's a Suffolk, and it's possible that we have Rov Heter, therefore we could be Mekel. But by cheeses, we cannot be Mekel. Now, Maisa, this is a Deichek, but according to the Taz, you're forced to make a Deichek into the Teres Chattas. But La Maisa, the Bach learns that Gvinus Shel Goyim is Chetichu L'Skabed, it's talking about Rov, and that's also how the Nekudas HaKesef learns, and this seems to be the more simple Pshat.
So getting back to the Taz, on the top of the page, Daf Mem Vov in the Machon, so the Taz says, V'kamash Malon, the Teres Chattas is coming to tell you that even though the Gvinus of Goyim were made with, is also because some Kol of Tomei got mixed in, he's telling you that le'inyan svek sveka hechmiru bo, that by svek sveka or machmer. In other words, even though it's not a chetichu l'skabed, we're still machmer by a svek sveka. Why? Mitam the afal pi shenesu kol gvinas goyim is safek, because even though we acid all gvinas goyim because of a safek, because maybe a chol of tam is mixed in, mikri vade iser, it's called a vade iser, kiven shachachamim asru, itchila mikoyek safek davaisa, kamavur by iser vehet akal chavot b'dvoyshe, since it's the Rabbanon asked it because of a Sofak Daraisa, maybe Chol of Tomei is mixed in, and therefore it's called a Vade Iser, and therefore it doesn't help if you have a Svek Sveka. If it gets mixed up one and one, and another kosher one, it's not called a Svek Sveka, because the original Iser is called a Vade Iser. That's why it's called an Iser Migufay. Not that it's an Iser Machmas Atzmai, to make it a Chetichu L'Skabed. Rather, Koloimar Iser Vade, it's called an Iser Vade. It's an Iser Balua, but it's a Vade Iser. And therefore, Svek Sveka, Ve'en Lai Heter Mekarech Svek Sveka, and therefore, Svek Sveka does not permit it. The Ilam Mekarech Safek Echad Pshutad Aser, if it's only one Safek, for sure it's Aser. Alpha Gav Shuhu Midur Bonin, even though it's Midur Bonin. Kimi Shisham Taim Adachai Shin and Shinis Arab Chalav Tomei, since the reason that it's Aser is because we suspect that some Chalav Tomei got mixed in. Ve'avi Safek Dabai, since it's Safek Dabai, so certainly it's Aser the way it is. Ve'afilam Mitzad Svek Sveka Eina Mutter, but even if there's a Svek Sveka, the Teres Chattas, based on the Isur Heter, is saying that it's not mutter, it's asur. The Hasafik Harishin Nechshav Levadai, because the first Safik is called a Vade Isur, and therefore there's no Svek Sveka. Kimin Sheikah Isur Durabonin Bezeh Havi Mamakum Safik Deraisa, since the Durabonin made their Isur because of a Safik Deraisa, they gave it a din of a Vade Isur Durabonin. And now, if it gets mixed up, one and one, it won't be bottled because it's not called a Svek Sveka. When he was talking about Gvinus Goyim, Chetichu L'Skabed is not the issue. Aval Hocho, the Mairi Shuhu Amad, the Chol of Treifa, in our case, where we're talking about where you used Chol of Treifa as the catalyst, benesarav bevoiv, and then this cheese that was made with cholav treifa as a catalyst got mixed up in voiv, ksherim. Dahinu shavoiv lahata mitzad bitl bevoiv kosher, in one matter in because it's mixed up in voiv cheeses that are kosher. El sha'ata basar lasar mitzad ruilas gabed, you want to answer it because it's ruilas gabed. If you want to say that this cheese is ruilas gabed, b'zani aimer, in this case I say, kiven shehi balua, dahinu she'ein bo teruv es cholav treifa, since the cholav treifa is balua, because the actual milk that you made the cheese out of is not, it was kosher milk, not cholav treifa. It's only the catalyst that was treifa. El shehu amdo boy, it was only the only thing that's treifa is the maimed. Okay, now you have irak balua. It's only considered balua or bottle, and therefore this cheese is not considered a isem achmas atzmai, and therefore it's bottle. Okay, maishi is boy v'samach chiluk ze, like we'll see later soon. This chiluk ben hu amdo b'cholav treifa, the difference between if you use the catalyst as a cholav treifa, I should ask arav sham cholav treifa, or if it's actual milk that turned into cheese was cholav treifa. In that case, will be different, as we'll see soon. So the Taz in short is saying that certainly if you use the catalyst as a cholav treifa to make cheese, it's not called an isem achmas atzmai, it's going to be bottle. And also be gvinas goyim, it's the same thing. Gvinas goyim is an isem vadei, but if you're going to chatichu leskab, but since it's only aser because cholav tamu is mixed in, it's called isem balua, and therefore it would also be bottle berov. Not like the Bach who holds that gvinas goyim is called chatichu leskab. So now the Taz goes on to another point. The question now is, is cheese in, something that's chatichu leskabed? Will you give someone a piece of cheese as a main dish? Okay, so he brings the mashal. So mashal kosav perakol abasar simen kufches v'zelat shen ha-mordechai b'shem rabbeinu shimshim b'rabbi avon mi yodea im gvinas chashuvis k'chaticha haruya. Who knows whether a piece of cheese is considered or something that's respectable to give to a guest? It does not have a name of chaticha. You can't say that a piece of cheese is something that you serve to a guest. If it's a moist cheese, like a soft cheese, it's not chashuv at all. A nice piece of hard cheese, or even a Swiss cheese, a nice piece of Swiss or something chashuv cheese, you don't give it as a main dish. You don't give a piece of Swiss cheese or any fancy cheese as a main dish. It's originally a side dish. It's not given to be svia. In order to be chaticha leskab, it has to be a main dish. As a side point, for those that have learned machalei akom, we'll see there's a difference between oilel shulchan aruch and chaticha leskab. Chaticha leskab has to be the main dish. Oilel shulchan aruch, it could be anything, even if it's not main dish. So by chaticha leskab, it has to mean the main dish, and it's not a normal thing to give even a fancy cheese, a fancy hard cheese, as the main dish, to something to satisfy a person. She kosher l'guf, because the cheese, it's not, the mashal says it's not healthy. Ubefrat ma'achar shekama b'nei odam ein oichum oisa, afilo dei achtchak, certainly because there are some people that won't eat cheese at all. Ad kan l'shani, that's the mashal. The mashal holds a cheese, but it's not something that's served to guests as a main dish. So the Taz says, "V'le'niwa l'aniyas daiti dvarv." In my humble opinion, I do not agree with his words. The ha'amrina b'perek l'bi'alezer d'amila. We see in Shabbos, in perek l'bi'alezer d'amila, the 19th perek, "Gvina afilo basyem amali." Cheese is considered a good thing even when it's only one day old. "V'chein kaset b'teres habayis ha'oroch l'inim gvina shenasem b'behem etreifa ha'etika b'esiris b'sim pei aleph." The gvina havi ruilas gabin. So he brings all those that argue on the mashal and hold that cheese could be considered something chaticha leskabed. I might say nowadays I don't think it is a chaticha leskabed, but leave that up for discussion. So the Taz continues. Dafka sham dehavi isem machmas atzmai. Only in the case where it's an isem machmas atzmai. That's when it's considered chaticha leskabed. Dehanes arav sham chalav may behem a treifa. That the milk used to make the cheese was from behemah treifa. Rabbi balua ruilas gabed. The amount of milk used from the cholav treifa, from the behemah treifa, was enough to be ruilas gabed. Avol gvina balua, Me'isa, but cheese that's absorbed from Isa Shizachana, that's only used as a catalyst, as it uses catalyst, like we saw before, and there's bitl b'roiv, divrinat harishchatas nachayim, deloy havi chetichu l'skabed. And if it's only a catalyst, it's not considered chetichu l'skabed. It's only considered a chetichu l'skabed where there's enough actual milk that's turning into cheese that comes from a behema treifa. So the task continues. V'chein be'isu tarubis cholav tome, and also where some cholav tome got mixed up. Gamkin havi any rule is covered. It's also not rule is covered. The Hokosuba Torah, Simon Kuf Tesvob, but Tam Isa Gvinus Shogoyim. The reason that Gvinus Shogoyim is Asr, Shema Irva Ba Chol of Tomei. The reason that Gvinus of Goyim is Asr is because there might have been Chol of Tomei from a Tomei animal got mixed up into the cheese. Afal Pisha Ena Chol of Tomei Nikbe. Chol of Tomei does not coagulate. Nonetheless, Chashinan, Shema Yishayim Emeno Ma'at Ben Nikbe. We're still worried that maybe some Chol of Tomei got mixed up in the holes in the cheese. That's the Torah. Certainly, that there's not enough little bit of milk tummy that got left in between the holes enough to be l'skabed. Since the main part of the cheese is not made from this milk, and therefore something that has cholav tummy mixed in is not considered chetichu l'skabed. But cholav treifa, which could be made into cheese, is considered a chetichu l'skabed if the cheese itself is from the milk. That's why it says, by when the Ramah is talking about gvinas goyim, he says maybe some cholav tomei got mixed in. Le'mahani suk sveika. He's not talking about whether it's a chetichu l'skabed that it shouldn't be bottled by loiv. Ki b'zeh ha'yavadi bottle im yesh loiv kivin she'ena ela bo. Since Cholav Tomei is only Balua, so the Taz holds up a Gvinas Goyim, it's going to be Batal B'Rov. The whole issue over there was Batal 1 and 1, according to the Taz. But since it's only Issa Balua, because only the whole issue about Gvinas Goyim is because of Cholav Tomei, therefore it is Batal B'Rov. So the Taz concludes, nearly, the Stam Gvinas Goyim, Shinis Abba Ben Aksheris, Cheshina La Issa Balua Ubatela. Stam Gvinas Goy is bottle below. We don't suspect that it comes from Chol of Abahema Treifa. The Basa Vayv of Lina, you go after Vayv. The Vayv of Abahema is Ksheves, and most Abahema is a kosher. The Vayv, Mid Isa, Habib, Taimim, Peperkin, Mamidim, Lama Asa Gvinas Goyim, and the Vayv of Zerz, a couple of reasons why they Asa Gvinas Goyim, or Kumacha Hebe Besir, Subsim Kutas Vab. Vayzachat Tam Zed, the Nasam Treifa. It doesn't mention at all that the reason that, was, that some Chol of Treifa was mixed in. So we see, you don't suspect that Chol of Treif is mixed in, and therefore it's not going to be Chetichu l'skabed. Minestam. Ela Shema, Irvu Ba Chol of Tomei. The only suspicion is that maybe Chol of Tomei gets mixed in. Zalei Haber l'skabed. And Chol of Tomei won't make it Chetichu l'skabed. V'nei Nekama Yisub Lua, and has a din of Yisub Lua, and therefore it's Batu B'Loid. K'mesh Zachano. However, the task concludes, Achin, Tam A'echod, Shchoshav Sham, there is another reason there, Shema of why Gvinas Goyim is Asr, Shema Amidim Oisei Ba'ar Keves Nevela, that you use the skin of the stomach of a Nevela, or Mekoyach Ze Yesh Ladin HaRuyel Eskabed. That will cause it to be a Ruyel Eskabed. If you use the skin of a Nevela, it will be a Ruyel Eskabed. Why? Ki Issa Basa B'Cholav Yesh Kan, because it's an Issa Basa B'Cholav. And B'Basa B'Cholav, it's an Issa Machmas Atzmai. Oh, came by Mokom Shiyadua, Shein Rabbidim Barakev Behemish of Goy. So, therefore, Venus of Goy that you know that he was not used, the skins of the stomach, by having Chetichu l'skabed, Kain Nevelin Snaiti. So, he holds that Venus Goyim is not a Chetichu l'skabed unless it's possible they used the stomachs of the animal.
So, Kivega has two big kashas on the Taz. Firstly, we learned in Simon Pei Zayin by Maimid that by Basab Acholov, if there's more than 60 milk against the Orah Keva, then it would be bottled, because by Basa B'Cholav, since Derech Bishla Asra Torah, so anything more than 60 is not called B'Derech Bishl, so it would be no Issa D'Oraisa, so Midu Rabbanan as well, we don't ask for more than 60. And my answer is that we have to say over here that there wasn't 60 against the meat of the Keva, even though it's not usually the case. Usually the maimed that's used to make the cheese is far less than 60 in the milk, but if that's the case, that there was 60, then it would be aser. The second question he asks is that we learned in the beginning of Siman Pei Zayin that according to the Taz, we don't say Hanan by Tomei and Cholov, since in order to be a Hanan, according to the Mechaber, you need that it should be both Heter. Why is there Hanan by Basar B'Cholov? Because they're both Heter. But if one of them is Iser, there's no Hanan. So there's no Hanan, it's not a Chetichu L'Iskab, because it's only Iser B'Lua. So if we don't say Hanan of Basar B'Cholov, it doesn't have the special din of Basar B'Cholov, so even though we'll say Hanan, according to the Ramah, since it's an Avela, since by Shari Sum we say Hanan, but still it's only an Iser B'Lua. It doesn't have that special din of Basar B'Cholov. So since it's only an Iser B'Lua, so therefore it should not be called an Issa Machmas Asmo, and therefore it should be bottled. So that's the Rukiv against the Kasha on the Taz. He doesn't have an answer. That why is the Taz worried? That if the guy made the cheese with the ore of Gevis Nevela, that we have a Blasa B'Chala problem. And therefore, it's an Issa Machmas Asmo. That's not the case. Because the whole thing that makes Blasa B'Chala an Issa Machmas Asmo is because they're each Heter. Like we saw that according to the Mechaber, it's only Hanan because they're each Heter. So therefore, even according to the Ramah, that is Hanan, still it should not be a Chetichah, it should not be an Issa Machmas Atzmo.